The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. The only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Stephen. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
All right. I've got about five symptoms, I guess you could call them, that have been bothering me here the last 2 or 3 years, and my doctor can't seem to get a handle on it. I'll just run them through real quick and see if maybe you can point me in the right direction.
Okay.
I get a dull headache and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. With the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. It definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back and I just want to take another nap.
And how long has it been going on for?
I said about 2 to 3 years.
And you've been to the doctors, you talked to them, and what have they said?
The doctor, he just said there was nothing wrong, said I was working too hard. I do work between 70 and 90 hours a week, but it's not labor-intensive work. I don't feel tired from work. It's a little bit different feeling than that.
Do you feel depressed at all?
No.
Okay. Energy levels are low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you... Couple of questions. Is your temper, when you say moody, is it are you just more on edge? Things set you off that normally shouldn't?
Yeah, I mean, just little things like, for instance, not being able to load the truck the way I wanted to the other day. It's nothing. It means nothing to me, but for some reason that just set me off. But I was feeling, you know, with those other symptoms at the same time that happened, and so it just sparked. Yeah, so there's a temper involved with it.
And what is your age?
I'm 29.
29, you married?
Yes.
Okay. How's sexual function?
It's normal, I would say, you know, 4 times.
I mean, has it changed in the last year?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's how I said.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Well, it's probably, it sounds like, just by some of the symptoms that you're talking about, it sounds like dopamine, and it's a chemical in the brain. It's what we call a neurotransmitter, okay? And, you know, it really, dopamine itself are one of those brain chemicals that it plays a big role in keeping an elevated mood, so, you know, feeling good and not just from more of an energy standpoint, but just more just mentally feeling good. And that snappy temper is always a key player with dopamine. It always is. And so it's one of those things where when you get your dopamine levels down, 70, 90-hour work week, one of the biggest things that can drive dopamine levels on the floor is actually working too much. I know we're in an economy right now, you know, to say that, I'm not knocking it at all, so I get it. But I'm just saying that there has to be something done so you can support your body and really get those levels back up. Because dopamine, I mean, it is, for a guy, that plays a role in our testosterone. And it can suppress sexual function, and that's why I was kind of asking that. But if it's not to that level, so you're still pretty young, you take a guy that's like 45 and get his dopamine levels low, and his sexual function is going to be really decreased. So it's one of those deals where getting dopamine levels up is something you can definitely do, but it got to work on some of the nutrition as well. You can get a blood test done, by the way, and check on your dopamine levels. You know, the urine dopamine test. So there's several ways to check your levels, but I can tell you just by a lot of those symptoms, it's what it sounds like it is. And if they've done regular blood testing and all that with your primary care physician, and they're just saying, well, you're just stressed and you're working too much, I mean, along with adrenal fatigue, that's probably what you're looking at. So I mean, there's several things that have been known to be helpful. From a nutritional standpoint, they found some foods that can be really helpful with dopamine. So are you eating a good diet now, or do you just kind of eat whatever because you're working so much and you got to just do what you can?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah. Whatever I can grab whenever, and there's no set schedule. It's a lot of fast food.
It is a lot of fast food?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could make changes on that? I mean, could you make your food and somehow pack it, take it with you?
Yeah.
I would really recommend doing that. It's going to be kind of a hassle at first, but if you plan well, then it can make a difference. I really believe when it comes down to brain chemistry, like what we're dealing with probably here, if that's what it is, then, you know, you always want to look at food. Food can be your best medicine so many times. And when you're eating a lot of fast food, processed food, you know, flour-based foods like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, and then, of course, you throw in all the additives that they put in, vitamin C plays a big role. Vitamin B5 has some good research behind it. And then there's some other ones for dopamine that are really good. Like taurine is really good. Phenylalanine that's combined together are really good for dopamine. Are you a caffeine drinker by chance?
I drink a little bit. I don't like it a lot, but I do drink it.
Okay. I mean, like coffee every day or energy drinks? What are we looking at?
I sip on the 5-hour energy just to kind of keep me awake when I'm driving. I don't take a whole one. I mean, one 5-hour energy thing lasts a week with me. I do sip on that. I don't know.
That's
exactly
not
going to
burn you out right there. Okay. So I'm talking about 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. That's what it would take to really drop the hammer. So caffeine, just so you know, caffeine depletes dopamine. It kind of breaks it down and makes it hard for your body to hold on to it. So just something to think about, you know, with that regard. Because I think that, you know, dopamine is just a key player with what you're looking at. Now, when you change your diet, it's going to change everything. So if you really get focused on it and you eat good lean quality proteins, you keep your carbohydrates to fruits and vegetables for the most part, and you get those healthy fats in throughout the day, like snacks in between meals, big handful of almonds and maybe an orange or an apple or whatever you can knock out pretty quickly. And those kind of things you can keep with you in your car, and it's just easy to get down. But yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, just making sure you make better choices from the food perspective can be really helpful, and some of the supplements can help as well. So I think that's probably what you're looking at. Also a little bit of adrenal fatigue. And that's only, I mean, to cut down adrenal fatigue, I mean, at the end of the day, Stephen, it's really going to come down to cutting your work hours. And I know that probably can't happen. So sleep when you can. That's what they told us in our medical training in the hospitals. Sleep when you can, eat when you can, and don't mess with the pancreas, which means don't eat a lot of processed food. So that's the truth. Keep me posted on how things go.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils. And those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Call now, 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Your preferred wellness providers are in your area. Got them all over the place, and our network is growing every single day. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle-based principles to take care of you from that fashion, combining traditional methods also with more of the more alternative and natural methods that are out there today. So just really gives you great options. And so we've got some great team of providers around the country, probably right in your hometown, that can take care of you. It's called our preferred wellness providers. And you can get in touch with our team members. We have a great team that works hard during the day to make sure you get where you need to go. So keep us posted on that. We've got all kinds of live events coming up. We're going to keep you posted. If you're not joined in to our social media, go to Get Well Radio, both on Facebook and Twitter. You can check out those on there as well. So stay in touch with us as that. You know, kids have been known to die by drowning, and the deaths were up years ago, but now the rate of children hospitalized yearly due to drowning-related incidents has almost dropped by half since the mid-1990s. The biggest drop occurred in the southern United States, where drowning-related incidents fell from 7 yearly hospitalizations per 100,000 children to only 3 annual hospitalizations per 100,000. So the report shows that we're doing a good job, said lead author Stephen Bowman, an epidemiologist and professor at the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy. His trends are going in the right direction, but there's still about 1,000 deaths from drowning in children per year, and that's too many. This is the first study to look at the trends in hospitalizations for drowning incidents in children, and the study is published in the latest issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. Every day in the U.S., about 10 people die from accidental drowning. Of these, 2 of the children age 14 years or younger, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Drowning is the second leading cause of accidental death in children ages 1 to 19 in the United States, among children, infants, toddlers, and then the highest risk group. Near drownings, they say, can cause brain damage, which can lead to long-term health complications such as memory problems, learning disabilities, and permanent loss of basic functioning. Drowning is such a terrible, nasty injury because you're not getting enough oxygen, says Dr. Linda Kwan, a pediatric emergency room physician at Seattle Children's Hospital. You can have a cardiac arrest, and with medical assistance, your heart might be able to pump again, said Kwan, who was not involved in the work. But other organs, including the brain, may not be able to sustain such an injury, she said, which may explain how even after resuscitation, a person can still die after being hospitalized. So it's, I mean, if you have kids, it is scary. And, I mean, if you look at the whole drowning situation and what can happen. I mean, it is terrifying. I can't imagine being a parent what it would be like to you know, go through that and have to experience your child going through that. I can't even imagine. People that go through that, it's just incredible. Very sad. So do everything you can, obviously, to protect your child, to keep your family protected. If you have a pool at home, create whatever barriers you need, because when you least expect it, that's when the things happen, and that's when these accidents happen. It's just tragic. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go online. Shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
51-year-old male, and I have thrush, and I would like to know what I could do to get rid of it and what causes it.
Well, thrush is kind of an issue. I mean, it's usually caused with yeast candida, which is a yeast infection in the digestive tract. It can show itself in the mouth, because typically what goes on in the gut will show itself in the mouth. And, you know, a couple of things you can do. Wormwood is known to be very good, and also black walnut. Now, the thing is, they have to be kind of rotated, like 7 days on, or 14 days on, 7 days off. Typically, it's what a lot of folks in the herbal world will tell you. But, yeah, I mean, it's very effective for clearing it out. But, you have to clear out your digestive tract first by getting rid of the right, getting the wrong kind of foods out. So foods that contain a lot of sugar, processed flour and those sorts of things are always going to be the ones or the culprits that will keep you from really thriving and to keep yeast in the body. Oregano oil is also very good. So you can find that at all the health food stores. That has been used for a long time. Doesn't taste the best, kind of potent, but man, it will clear out the digestive tract, clear yeast out like nothing you've seen. So those herbal formulas and also the oregano oil can be really, really beneficial. Might be something to look into when you're dealing with that. Don't forget the diet. Diet plays a big role. Dental health and bad breath, big issue. What health problems are associated with bad breath? Well, persistent bad breath, bad taste in your mouth, can be a warning sign of gum or periodontal disease. And gum disease is caused by the buildup of plaque on the teeth. The bacteria can cause toxins to form in the mouth, which irritate the gums. If gum disease continues untreated, it can damage the gums and jawbone. Other dental causes of bad breath include poorly fitting dental appliances, yeast infections of the mouth, and other dental cavities. The medical condition for dry mouth, also called xerostomia, can also cause bad breath, and saliva is necessary to moisten and cleanse the mouth by neutralizing acids produced by plaque and washing away dead cells that accumulate on the tongue, gums, and cheeks. If not removed, these cells can decompose and cause bad breath. Dry mouth may be caused by side effects of various medications, salivary gland problems, or continuous breathing through one mouth. So bad breath can be reduced if you do a couple of things. Practice good oral hygiene, brushing twice a day with, of course, non-fluoride toothpaste. Remove food, debris, and plaque. Number two, see your dentist regularly twice a year at least. Number three, stop smoking and chewing tobacco. Of course, that's not helping anybody, you, or the breath. Drink lots of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. And play a big role. And keep lots of logs of how the food you eat so you can notice that when you eat certain foods that it can lean toward the bad breath issue. See your dentist on a regular basis. Make sure they follow a lot of natural principles and protocols like our preferred wellness providers do. To keep the biological dentistry at the forefront. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go on the line, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to be part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're going to kick it off now and go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Ace. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Say that again, Bill. It just cut out. How can I help?
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, what can I do to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Sure. What are you doing right now? Have you done anything to build the immune system, meaning, or are you just...
Yeah, well, I mean,
tell
don't
me
really
about
know
your lifestyle.
With that. I'm sorry. I don't really know where to begin.
All right. Well, with your immune system, let's talk about, do you exercise, a couple times a week or four times a week?
I exercise two or three times a week.
Okay. How's your diet?
I've gotten a little overweight over the years. I'm watching it more carefully. I've dropped about 10 pounds in the past couple months, so I'm trying to get back to where I should be.
No, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, what about supplements? Are you taking any of those?
Just a one-a-day vitamin.
Okay, so pretty basic. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, immune system. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to see where you were. I didn't know if you were, you know, at what level you were at with that. Immune system, from what we've learned, especially over the past 5 years or so, you always want to think vitamin D. All right, first one. It really is kind of that wonder nutrient that will help come in and really build things up. And you can do something simple as get a blood test with your primary care physician. You want to keep the numbers between about 70 and 90 up on the upper end, or at least 60 to 90 in that upper end of the range. If it gets too low, down around 30 or even below that, the immune system tends to drop, and of course hormone function can go down, energy levels can go down, chances for depression can go up. It just makes a big difference. So for immune system, we know that vitamin D plays a role, all right, from a supplement and nutrient perspective. Now, as far as your diet goes all the way around, it's important to cut down on the inflammatory-based foods, and what I mean by that are the processed foods for the most part, all right? Pasta, bread, cereals, crackers, sugary foods, processed sugar, white flour, I mean, all of those, packaged foods, frozen dinners, you know, anything like that that's kind of prepackaged or pre-made. You want to stick to whole foods. So good, lean, quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, turkey, eggs, hormone-free, antibiotic-free protein powders, yogurt. I mean, those are all great protein sources. And then you look at fruits and vegetables as your main carbohydrate source, staying away from the grains so much. And then healthy fats play a big role. You want to talk immune system, talk fats, because fats play a big role. And that's almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and the list goes on. The good kind of fats, all right, not the saturated fats so much. But, yeah, I mean, those, from a dietary perspective, eating those foods play a role. And coming up with a game plan for you is a great way to go. And I know you're kind of on that path. You lost some weight, and I think that's great. But it's kind of like it's much more than just losing weight. It's really what you put inside your body so it can build strong and maintain a strong immune system. Some other things just to note is in exercise, which I know you said you've kind of started doing. 5 days a week, they've shown, even at 15 minutes a day, it's the consistency over time that really accumulates. It can help strengthen the immune system. Of course, when you do that, you're going to help with positive areas all throughout the body, from your circulatory system, lymphatic system, help cholesterol levels. You're going to help decrease body fat, and the list goes on, right? A couple of other things, too, just to note for just overall building the immune system. I know you're taking a good multi. That's great. Just make sure it's a whole food-based, not synthetic. And a lot of the brands out there, just kind of one-a-days and whatnot, tend to be a little bit, you know, synthetic, tough for the body to break down, and not the best choice. So you might want to look at something that is more of the whole food variety, right? Now, vitamin C, old school, but still new school, all right? Great research on it. Certain tanning beds, they're finding now, it's not so much that they cause cancer, they're actually have health benefits. So I'll get some research on that presented here on the show at some point. But, yeah, just so you know, that has been shown during the winter months to extremely kind of jack up your immune system for the positive. So a couple things to think about. Don't forget fish oil. I'm a big cod liver oil guy, and getting that on a regular basis is so important for your overall immune system and function, okay? So keep me posted how things go. Great job losing the weight, and I know you'll keep dropping. If you get consistent with these lifestyle choices and changes, then you'll notice a big difference, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And also, don't forget, our preferred wellness providers are in your area that believe the same nutrition, lifestyle, wellness-based principles that we talk about here on the show. So many of you email and call, and we want to encourage that. But we got a team that can help you find the people that you need. And, of course, just let us know. We'll keep you posted. Charles in Akron, Ohio. He says, what do you recommend for someone suffering? This is an email. What do you recommend for someone suffering with prostate issues? Now, that's pretty simple, Charles. And I don't mean to downplay that, but prostate issues really comes down, if it's, you know, a enlarged prostate, swollen prostate, comes down to a couple things. One is when you're producing testosterone as a male, you produce a byproduct of that called dihydrotestosterone, DHT. And as the DHT gets elevated, you can cause swelling of the prostate, It can also cause hair loss in men. And it can be settled down by a couple of things. They have some medications out that can help block it. And they also have nettle root, which has been used for years to help with DHT, that can help settle that down. And there's some great things you can do for the prostate just overall to keep it healthy. One is my little mantra, an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. And it really can. Because when there's beta-sitosterol, which is in the avocado itself, that can be so beneficial. And then you've got salt palmetto, which has been used for so long. Zinc is the number one minerals that we use as men. We burn through it like crazy, especially as stress or as we carry more stress. And so zinc is very beneficial for keeping the prostate healthy. And then finally, pumpkin seed oil. And you can do that in oil or the gel caps or eat a bunch of pumpkin seeds, however you want to do that. But just know that it's very beneficial for prostate health and prostate function. So a couple of things to think about, because it's a big issue for many guys. I know. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You call me right now. We're going to go to Yolena. Did I say that right?
Yes. Hello?
You're on the air. Did I say that right?
Hey.
Yolena?
You're there, Yolena.
Okay, Yolena. Welcome. How can I help?
Hey, thanks. One of my friends has a little girl who is 11, and she has got type 1 diabetes, as far as I know. Her sugar is severely high, and they can't seem to figure out how to regulate it. When I say severely high, it reaches like a level of 500. I don't know. Is there anything that can be done diet-wise, or is it just I'm being told that it's just she's going to have to live with it for the rest of her life, and it seems kind of unrealistic, but I don't know.
It's sad, especially when they say that. You know, we hear a medical professional say that. It's tough. Research tells us that, yes, because it's got a kind of a strong genetic autoimmune type component to it, it is in those categories of where she'll be dealing with it and having to fight through that throughout her life. Now, here's the key, is that she can get to a place where she can slow things down. And I always say when you're dealing with anything like this, it's kind of like you can't turn the light switch off, but you can put a dimmer switch on it. So it's all about getting a really good dimmer switch. And with her, with juvenile diabetes, you know, following a good anti-inflammatory diet is important, but also as she eats her meals, I mean, her food is her best medicine in this. Now, she needs the medicine that her physician has her on. But at the same time, the things that she can do to overcome and to make life better for her comes down to her choices that she makes every single day. So every time she eats a meal, two keys. One is make sure she has a protein. Two is make sure she has a fat. So protein would be like chicken, beef, fish, eggs, yogurt. Fat would be almonds, walnuts, cashews, you know, egg yolks. She can cook in coconut oil, real butter, or whoever's cooking for her. But the protein and the fat together, when you eat a carbohydrate with those, naturally slows down the release of the blood sugar in the body. So just helping all of that stabilize at a high level. Now, keep in mind, I know you're thinking, man, she's just a child, or just and she's young, and she needs to enjoy life. Well, that's the whole deal with insulin. So she's taking the medicine, then, you know, it's set up to where she can eat cake and she can eat sweets, and then the insulin or insulin pump, whichever she ends up doing, can manage it. But that's not really how she wants to live, because you want to salvage the pancreas as much as possible. And the way to do that is to make sure her lifestyle choices become consistent. And she can make a big difference in her own health, in her own life. I've seen plenty of people that deal with type 1 diabetes just have a phenomenal quality of life because they're willing to change. And if she learns that at a young age and really gets it, then she can start creating and finding foods that she enjoys and really doing well with that. And our preferred wellness providers, we always have dietitians that registered dietitians that are just phenomenal at working with these type of food plans. But you can find someone, I recommend an RD to work with in this type of thing. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Chuck, you're with us next. How can I help, my friend?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you. What's up?
Yeah, good to talk to you. I just, I'm 54 years old, and I don't really like getting old. I try to take good care of myself, and I'm not on any medication. But I have noticed a couple things. One thing that's stuck with me just about my whole life is the dark rings around my under my eyes.
Yeah.
But lately I've been getting a lot of these what they call like liver spots on my hands and arms and like around my temple, on my face, and I don't think they're related, but. I don't know. I've asked a lot of different health professionals, natural and medical, and they don't seem to have much of an answer for me. So I was wondering if you could help me out there.
Well, do you eat healthy? Do you live healthy? I mean, are you a drinker or non-drinker?
Occasionally, I drink a beer.
I don't drink
too much.
Every day?
Pardon? No.
Like once a week?
Yeah, about once a week.
Okay, no, that's not enough to damage the liver by any means. What about, so the liver spots just started popping up out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the eyes I've had forever.
Now, under the eyes, there's a couple of things that can cause that. Just stepping back, are you a good sleeper? Do you rest well? Or do you have to take something to sleep?
Kind of, yes and no. We have a large family, so we're yes and no. I more or less pass out. More or less.
Well, sleep can be a big issue with the circles under the eyes. Okay, that's one thing. The other is you can have a wheat allergy. A lot of times, wheat allergies can be a cause of that. And you know, many times, when you cut gluten out of the diet. The circles tend to go away, so that might be an issue. And the old adage is, too, kind of in the more alternative type healthcare world, is that a buildup of heavy metals and toxins in the gut can be a cause of that. So going through some kind of detoxing protocol, whatever you decide to do or whoever you go with might be helpful. And, that's always been helpful. And there's chelation, like an oral chelation that a lot of health food stores have. You might want to do some research on that. Studies have shown that some of the mercury and the arsenic and lead and that sort of things that can build up in the body sometimes can cause potentially the rings underneath, not rings, but the little dark circles underneath the eyes. And so just a couple of things to think about. I don't think that, just me personally with things I've seen, I don't think there's not an answer. I think that there's a couple of things you might want to look into and, have some guidance. I would get with some form of doctor that can kind of coach you along the way or a good nutritional coach that can kind of guide you. But in the middle, I would still keep looking for the answers because it's not just, oh, well. Now, the liver spots, if you're not a big drinker and your liver's fine, you've gone to your physician and your liver enzymes are okay, they've said to you, hey, your liver enzymes are okay, we think they're good. If they've said that to you, then I wouldn't really throw it on, well, your liver's bad. You know what I'm saying? So it might be just something with how your body responds, what the melanin in your skin is doing. But again, some of my basic questions to you, are you eating healthy right now?
Yeah, I'm not on your diet.
That's all right.
But I do eat a high protein diet, and I I do try to stay away from carbs pretty much.
Keep everything balanced. Don't, if you go too high protein, it will be hard. Kidneys and liver. Right. If you go too much, okay. How about exercise?
I do yoga at least 3 or 4 times a week.
What about other exercise? Running, jogging, weightlifting, anything like that?
I work in a machine shop right now, so I'm doing weightlifting every day.
Yeah, you are. Well, I'm still trying to get some focused exercise and some form of cardiovascular exercise. You got the lifting down, so that's good. But you might want to consider getting with someone, doing some research on the benefits of exercise, because the lymphatic system, here's why I'm even saying this. One, it's good for cardiovascular. We all know that, right? But two, it's really good for the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is kind of a big chain of cores that run throughout the body. And it's our body's primary way of getting rid of toxins and that sort of thing. Well, the buildup underneath the eyes a lot of times can be a result of too much toxicity in the body for whatever reason. And maybe the body's having a hard time eliminating it, whatever. When you exercise, you pump that lymphatic system in the body. Matter of fact, every time you walk, you pump it. But when you run or you jog or you pick up the pace and you do it for a focused period of time, the body responds very well to clearing things out. So you might want to just kind of look into that as a big kind of a other piece to what you're doing, just because if your lifestyle choices are not at the best point that they can be, no matter what you've got going on, you're not setting a good stage to make a comeback and do well. Because it sounds like you're not dealing with anything too bad. You just got a couple little nagging things that are kind of bugging you a little bit. I mean, the doctors have cleared you. They say that, hey, otherwise you look pretty healthy to us. So that's good news. But if your blood tests and all that are in the clear, then you probably just got some little things that normally maybe mainstream medicine doesn't really look for, because everything looks okay to them. So I would just research that a little bit and talk to some folks at a health food store and look into getting on better routines with exercise, kind of getting focused with their lifestyle choices and that sort of thing. But those are a couple of thoughts for you to look into. Thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milestop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milestop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-550-6612. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-550-6612. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-550-6612.